Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. Yesterday, as we all know, there was a fabulous football game in Croke Park. Louth and Meath, head-to-head for the first time since 2010, where... I actually had to explain this to my uncle. I thought he would remember, but he totally forgot the incident in 2010 where Mr. Sheridan threw the ball over the line and Louth were robbed off their Leinster title.
Well, look, I'm glad that your uncle forgot about it because there was plenty of Louth fans who hadn't, but their time was coming yesterday.
I know Meath fans will be very sore today, but I hope it was some occasion and that the bodies aren't too sore today. It might be after hearing Grace Cullen, though. You are a Louth super fan, aren't you?
I am a Louth mega fan, yes, Dave, that would be correct.
How long are you a Louth mega fan?
Oh my God, I've been a fan since I've been born, really. My dad's been a big Louth fan all his life, so I've been a fan since I was born and went along on the bandwagon with him, and it's been 27 years of ups and downs, but I have to say, mega fan has really paid off today and yesterday.
You were 12, I take it then, so, in 2010?
I was 12, yeah.
Did but that...
12 going on 13.
Did that hurt as a 12-year-old girl?
I think it was my first experience of heartbreak, if I can be honest. I was 12 years of age and I'll never forget the heartbreak I felt in the Hogan Stand that day. And it was also the first time I ever seen my dad cry, shed a tear in 12 years, and yesterday was the second time I seen him cry whenever we won. So it was happy tears yesterday, it was very sad tears in 2010, but yeah, it was heartbreak, but it was all worth it for the win yesterday.
Do you want to shout out your dad? What's his name?
Barry Cullen's my dad, yeah, my number one. He's my right arm, and we've been the duo ever since, and my brother's in Australia as well, Jason, so he missed it out as well, but we were a trio with all the Louth games growing up, but it's great. It's great to have your family there and have the support and all going through the games, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, just, you've been going to games so all the time, but like the step up in yesterday in terms of like the numbers, the sheer noise, the atmosphere around Croke Park, what was it like being in there?
It was absolutely incredible. Like I never thought that I'd feel the way I felt. It was nearly like I was overwhelmed. It was a surreal feeling. But I've been at the last three Leinster, or the last two Leinster finals and anything that's been there since 2010. And yesterday just beat all, like 65,000 plus people, was just incredible. If I can even say, I've been at a good few All-Irelands myself. It was actually better than any All-Ireland I've ever been. And obviously I'd be biased because it was my own county in it. But it was just incredible. It was amazing.
Was there celebrations last night?
Oh, was there what? Oh my goodness, it was absolutely electric from the homecomings and Drogheda. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm very hoarse today, but Drogheda, RD and Dundalk, the homecomings were stuff of dreams. I'd say the lads just can't even believe that the people that were there was absolutely incredible. They deserve it all, and all the fans coming together. Park Street and Dundalk was absolutely hopping. Red and white was all I could see from all of us getting off the train at 7 o'clock right up until 12 o'clock last night when the lads came off the lorry. But it was fantastic. It was just absolutely unreal.
Grace, so great to talk to you. It is amazing to hear what a victory like that can do for a county and for its supporters. And I look forward to following this journey in the group stages because it's a great group to be in. At Grace Cullen 3 on TikTok, you'll find her on Insta as well. And we look forward to more hoarse voices after close contests.
Thanks so much, guys. Hopefully we'll be back with celebrations at the end of June.
Hey, who knows?
Absolutely. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Thanks so much, guys.
Dundalk's Grace Cullen and a Louth superfan. That is what her TikTok is all about, is documenting her journey in fitness, in football and following the wee county of Louth at Grace Cullen 3.
The sense of vindication that woman must feel of just being like, yeah, I've dedicated so many days to watching this team, supporting them, and here we are in the glory days.
Lovely to hear the two times she's heard or seen her father cry. Uh-huh. 2010, Louth losing. Yesterday, Louth winning. And they're in the group with Clare, Monaghan and Down. Monaghan, any county in there in that group will fancy their chances. Grace was at the game, but what was happening in the pubs and in the big TV screens that anybody could get their eyes in front of? We go to the lads from Mokara. What is the story? No hoarse voices?
It's only starting. but absolutely mental, guys. The county's buzzing.
The place is packed. The pubs are packed. There's not a child in the house washed.
Isn't it absolutely wonderful? Are the demons of 2010 finally banished?
I don't really like to talk about 2010, if I'm being very honest with you there. The one thing I will say...
15 years. Yeah,
it was probably the best battle I ever seen in Croke Park.
And us only 14 at the time.
It was a serious battle. There was shoulders being thrown. There was thumps being thrown. It was a hell of a fight, but the referee got out okay, so...
It wasn't a bad match either.
It wasn't. There was a couple of times you think, is the referee going to be the main talking point again? But thankfully, it was the football. What was the atmosphere like in Mokara? There didn't seem to be any seats spare.
It was just absolutely wild now. Just place, every pub in the town is packed and the whole lot. Just, if there's any tax man or anything listening now, you know... Public, God, the pub game's not a great trade now, but...
It was empty, yeah. And there was actually no one in it. That story was from the All-Ireland final last year.
Oh, sorry, yes. Apologies, I should have prefaced that. There was absolutely nobody.
I'm going to have to block you off the story,
babe. The revenue needs to look at Croke Park, not Dundalk.
Exactly. Look, it was just a wild time altogether. Like, even today now, there's absolutely... We thought the town would be buzzing. There's absolutely nothing going on. There's no one in work, apart from in the pubs. There's no one even school. I think even the children's hungover. No one even washed. Paul hasn't even had a shower yet. Everyone's wearing their jerseys from last night. And the word is there's not going to be a drop of diesel washed now all month. There's going to be nothing smuggled across the border. Fuel prices are about to surge. Like, the economy's about to tank, guys. That's basically, we reckon, that we've even heard there's rumours that Trump's on the way over to negotiate with the sort of border boys around here to try and get them back at work, because we can't really afford the whole. You know, increase the profit.
Do you think...
I witnessed a fella leave the pub last night and throw his brown boots in the yoke, and he says, that's me and smuggling finished.
I know. No.
That's not true.
No.
I think he was just having a moment. Yeah, just, back at it.
We've made a pact, a bit like the Good Friday Agreement, but we went up to Drogheda last week. I know we had to hold our nose for the time we were there, but we just put our differences aside. We said, till the Leinster final, we've actually been in talks. We've extended it now until we get to the All-Ireland final, and Dundalk and Drogheda is just going to get on just in the best interest of Louth GAA, just for this couple of weeks now. That, and after that, we're back to normality.
It's actually history that he's witnessing. Yeah,
like, and you've obviously signed that agreement, and who else has signed it then?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of lads up in Shelbyville. You know what I mean? Drogheda.
We found a few fellas hanging on the side of the road.
We can't name any names. It's kind of top secret, you know, that these organisations...
After hearing what you went through and what this means for the County of Louth, nobody should ever say the phrase, it's only football, because look what it can do.
Telling you, politics,
smuggling,
the whole works, bringing towns together, bring a tear to the eye.
Mokara lads, drink it all in. It's going to be a fantastic week, month, maybe even
come on,
year.
People let David Fanula. Come on, iRadio.
Thank you, boys. Killian, Paul and Vinny, all from Mokara in Dundalk, a fabulous place, and they're fabulous representatives. Look how they reached out to Drogheda and said, look, we don't get along all the time, but for the sake of Louth GAA, let's be friends for a while.
That's the commitment that's there. So onwards now in the journey in the football championship, and they've high hopes for what's to come this summer.
Who is going to win it? Who is going to be champions on the last weekend of June? All I know, and all I'm hoping, is that it is going to be as wonderful as what we've seen yesterday and on Saturday. It's tasty.
Enough for a pitch invasion, perhaps?
In Croke Park?
Sure, go on.
I'm surprised it didn't happen yesterday. Hey!
Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.